You guys sitting up front really encouraged me, man. I'm just like, whoa, that's cool. Last week, I heard some of you guys on the recording. I wasn't here, and man, I was just so encouraged. I'm actually going to, I didn't plan this. I'm going to call an audible. Diana, can I have your Bible? I don't know. When these things are happening, you can't force them or do things to make them happen. But I sense something is happening in our youth. And if you study revivals, now I'm not talking about, we're going to have a revival meeting and a special speaker and all that. I'm talking about revivals, whether it's in a town or a singular church or in a region or country or whatever. You study these revivals, they almost always come through youth. Older teenagers or teenagers and maybe early 20s, right in there. Almost always. It's uncanny how often that happens. And the other common thing is people being willing to publicly confess their sins. Now, I'm not asking you to do that today or anything, but that kind of happens spontaneously. I think that happened with you guys in Ohio, right? Some of that spontaneous confession, right? Am I wrong? Just do something. It did happen. Okay, that's right. All right. I don't know what we're going to do here, but all right. I want to read a verse to you. It's from 1 Timothy 4:12. Many of you know it. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example. You guys, you are setting an example for us. I believe that. Set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. I love that verse. My grandmother showed me that verse when I was a kid. She wrote in a Bible she gave me. And I see the application of that verse coming alive in this church. And again, I'm not trying to manufacture something because the Holy Spirit has to do these things. But here's my audible. Even if you guys shared last week, if you're willing, I'm willing to step aside. If you guys I know you don't know this is going to happen. I didn't know either until a few minutes ago. If you want to come up here, I'll set this microphone back up here. You can have the rest of my time if you want to. But if you want to share with the body something that's going on in your life, if not, I don't want you to feel like pressured or anything. Even the youth that aren't sitting up here, they're not like the special youth. They're special, but. You guys want, anybody want to come up here and share anything that's going on in your life? I want to share with the church. I know I'm putting you on the spot. Leaders too, you can. There is no time limit. I will adjust the sermon accordingly or not preach it.
So I wasn't planning this, so this is just kind of going off of the top of my head. But to be honest, I've only been home from Ohio for, tomorrow will be 3 months that I'm back home. And this has been one crazy summer, to say the least. One of the craziest summers of my life ever. So I had an awesome, awesome time when I was in Ohio at Ottawa Discipleship. It was a huge, huge time of growth for me. But also, it was a huge time of just developing relationships. And I was gone for 3 months. I had no idea what changes took place here while I was gone. I talked to my parents once in a while, but I really had no idea to what I was coming back to. I didn't know what changes had taken place. My dad became deacon over the time I was gone. It was just a whole lot of stuff happened within that time. And then I come back home. I start working at Pioneer Restaurant. And that's been an amazing experience on itself. Just the relationship that I've gotten to have with some of the girls there and it's just a lot of stuff been going on. And also, since some of my hours were cut back, I was helping out at one of our friends. And the day I went there, the mom went into surgery because she had kidney stones. And so I didn't even end up doing what I was going to do, but God placed me in her home to help out while she was recovering. And so it's just been little things like that. I'm like, sometimes I want to get frustrated. I want to get upset because things are not going as I planned or wanted. But it's like, and anywhere, everywhere I go, it's like people keep telling me God has placed you where he wants you. And even though it's not what I planned, it's not what I wanted, just like Whitney coming to Missouri was a huge blessing. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to go to Ireland if she would not have come and visited, because I wasn't going to take the opportunity. But I knew God was calling me back to it, and it's super overwhelming right now, super overwhelming to think about it, just because I haven't even started on the packing, and I'm leaving within a month. So yeah, your guys' support and prayers have meant so, so much to me, and I really couldn't do it without the church family that I have here.
All right. This, in case you're new or you didn't connect, the mission trip that our youth went on was off-the-wall discipleship, and then Linnell had spent several months there, and she's going back, just to kind of connect everything. Okay, anybody else want to share? You don't have to be first now. Okay.
So I'm just going to share about my experience there. So, yeah, we went to, like, other trips, like, different places and stuff, but it has, like, been nothing like the Ohio trip. Like, that was like the best trip that I've ever went on, and it was like very moving, because like everybody was going through the same thing and everybody shared something, and we could all like relate to one other person, and it was just an amazing experience. And you could tell that like everybody got like a lot closer, and it was just a very loving and like caring experience.
Who else? Now you don't have to be second. All right, Nick.
I don't really have much to share. I'm just giving you guys some encouragement. It's easy to say these things and live in that mountaintop experience in the moment, but then to come back to where we are in our little town with not much in it, it's a lot harder to live what you say and to live what you do, it's a lot easier to do it when you're at that high, but when you're back in your small town, it's a lot harder to do it. And so I want to encourage you guys and myself, I guess, to continue to serve God and disciple for God, and to continue to seek Him. Whenever you need encouragement, go to the Bible, pray to God, ask for His help and His love, and He'll give it to you.
Now you don't have to be third. And this is what we're seeing, what the youth ministry is seeing that you guys don't see, you're not there on Wednesday nights, is a lot of ministry, like the teenagers ministering to each other, which is one of the most effective things that can happen. You guys can do it better than I can, or your leaders even. Anybody else? Okay, Kyle. Kyle Yoder is one of our, along with his wife, our youth leaders. Youth.
I just want to share a little bit. I didn't get to go on the trip, but I wish I could have. Sounded great. I did get to FaceTime with some of you guys while you were worshiping and praying for each other and stuff, and it was really awesome. made me think of this that I wrote a couple years ago when we first started helping with youth ministry. I kind of wrote down a snippet of my vision for it. My greatest vision for this is having an atmosphere here that will help each youth cultivate a personal relationship with Christ, and through the Holy Spirit, they will allow Him to work in and through their lives. I want each of these guys to be able to have an opportunity to encounter God one-on-one and allow themselves to be changed by Him. And I think that truly happened at that trip. And these guys are kind of maybe downplaying whenever they're sharing, but I'm telling you, whenever they were out there, the Holy Spirit gripped these guys in a way that they have never felt before, and in a way that I haven't seen before from this group. And it's something that we've been praying for years. I'm so happy that they were able to have this experience. And I just want to encourage you guys that anything that you guys need, we're here for you. I want to keep you guys encouraged, keep you in the Word. And thank you for all your support, church, for helping them go on that trip and helping them grow and learn. And just appreciate everything that you guys do for us.